The state checks water discharged by cruise ships while they're traveling the Inside Passage in the Gulf of Alaska. When pollution levels exceed legal limits, regulators issue notices of violation. This year, the Department of Environmental Conservation sent out 32 notices, a 62% increase over the previous season. And this year's notices detailed 61 separate over-limit discharges, a 74% jump. State Cruise Ship Program Manager Denise Koch says the change was in the ships, not the testing program.
We have a quality assurance, quality control plan that ensures that the samples are taken in the correct manner and that they're analyzed in the laboratory in the correct manner. In both years, they operated under the same plan. They sampled with the same amount of frequency. They just had more violations in 2009 than in 2008 for wastewater.
The Alaska Cruise Association views the issue differently. President John Binkley says the violation numbers are extremely low when compared to the large number of tests conducted.
We achieved over a 98% compliance rate for almost 3,400 tests that were done on the different constituents that were discharged from the ship. So we were very pleased with that. We thought the season went very well, and we're continuing to improve the systems and look for new technologies that are out there and operational practices that can do even better than 98%.
The state says those numbers are wrong. Koch says a little less than 1,800 tests were conducted, giving about a 96.5% compliance level. But overall, she agrees that the vast majority of discharges were within legal limits. Koch says most of the violation notices, 26 of 32, went to just one line.
Princess has the largest fleet of dischargers in Alaska, but even accounting for that, Holland America has a couple of fewer ships than Princess, and they don't have nearly the number of wastewater notices violation.
Princess Cruises admits its ships have a problem meeting limits for ammonia, which is found in sewage. The line's Bruce Bustamante says it's due to a new program aimed at reducing onboard water use.
One of the results of that is that then we have a higher ammonia concentration with the treated wastewater. And there are trade-offs that come with that. But one thing that we're doing right now, and really in collaboration with ADEC, is working with our wastewater treatment plant manufacturer, Hamworthy, on an ammonia reduction plan.
The Department of Environmental Conservation sampled the 19 ships that discharged within state waters last summer. Another dozen vessels were not tested because they discharged outside state waters. Pollution control was one of the focuses of a ballot proposition passed by voters in 2006. Gershon Cohen, one of its main proponents, says he's not concerned about the summer's test results.
I'm not surprised that there are still some violations. We are still early in the process of getting the ships to change to better systems. And once these changes are made, I think all of the ships are going to be coming in line in very short order.
Cruise lines have improved pollution control equipment in recent years, and some are testing new technologies. The state is also setting up a science panel to help identify ways to further reduce harmful discharges. Cohen says they should consider piping ship wastewater to shoreside treatment plants in communities where they dock.
We could be spending our money there and improving both the ship's discharge situation and literally eliminating their need to discharge while helping the communities have better discharge systems for their own waste.
Cruise lines can be fined up to $200,000 for each day they exceed discharge limits. The state has taken no action so far beyond issuing the violation notices. Koch says that may not happen until early next year. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.